I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All their wines are available by the glass, and it'll be the perfect meal. Bounty can accommodate private parties from 12 all the way up to 200 guests. It's located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call them today at 901-410-8131 and add some zest to your spring.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
You and me, we take care of our cars. But do you follow Fram's rule of threes? Three filters to do the job right. Oil and air filters for improved engine performance. Cabin air filter for the air inside your car. Some rules are made to be broken, but this one is golden. So if you don't see Fram, don't expect to get the job done right. One easy rule, three great filters. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today. Direct General Group, Nashville. Rates vary. Discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
Hi, I'm Brett Clark, operating partner at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. On Sunday, our $48 Sunday table features 7 ounces of sliced filet mignon over mashed potatoes with your choice of salad and dessert. On Monday, $55 gets you 8 ounces of buttery filet and delicate North Atlantic lobster tail with salad and dessert. And finally, on Tuesday, come in for Tomahawk Tuesday. That's 2 salads, 2 side items, 2 desserts, and a 35-ounce prime tomahawk ribeye to share for only $120. Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. We use food and wine to create memorable times.
Wood, we love it. Unfortunately, so do termites. When's the last time you had your home checked? For all you know, the only thing keeping your house together is a bunch of termites holding hands. Call Allied Termite and Pest today, 901-754-0454.
Arnaz J is back. Don't miss him having fun and getting it done. 2 shows, May 17th and 18th at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit orionfcu.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Right now is the perfect time
to open the door to a brand new Chevy.
And the best time to see for yourself
why more and more
and more people are switching to Chevy.
Visit your local Chevy dealer today
and experience firsthand the eye-catching new designs,
refined interiors,
state-of-the-art technology,
and unbeatable deals
that have more
and more people switching to Chevy every day.
Find new roads at Bob Johnston Chevrolet in Covington, Tennessee.
Enjoy fresh, flavorful, made-for-you meals with today's Perks deal. $25 to Moe's Southwest Grill for only $15. Create your own burritos, bowls, tacos, nachos, and more with more than 20 fresh ingredients. Moe's gives you exactly what you're craving. Have a home or work event? Let Moe's cater or book one of their two food trucks. Just call 901-606-3172. Stop in on Moe Monday for $5.99 burritos or bowls all day, or ask about box lunches starting at $8. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN, WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a Radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN. Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. and right now.
So it's time for the 10 o'clock hour Unicorn Cash Code. Text TAME. T-A-M-E, text TAME, T-A-M-E, T-A-M-E to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. You got about 55 minutes to text TAME, T-A-M-E, T-A-M-E to 72881. Data and message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is right before the Jason and John show gets kicked off at 11 a.m. right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. Make sure you're listening for your chance to win $1,000. One last time, 10 o'clock cash code is TAME. Text TAME, T-A-M-E, 72881. Good luck.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Herrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Herrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris, why? What is this? Why are we listening to it?
It's, of course, theme from Rocky by composer Bill Conti. In honor of the another group of Philadelphia athletes, the Philadelphia 76ers, and their big homecoming performance last night.
Have you been to that Philadelphia Art Museum where they run up the steps? Have you ever been there?
I mean, if I did, it would have been to see the art, not throwing up the steps. I don't think so. We spent a day in Philadelphia on our way to Rhode Island, but I don't think we went to the art museum, no.
Yeah. Best Rocky movie was?
Oh, probably the first one. I mean, certainly. I mean, it depends on what you're trying to get out of a Rocky movie, right? I mean, the third and fourth are sort of the best cheesy fun. The best movie is almost certainly the first one.
And what was the one? Has there been one recent one, or was there two recent ones? Is there the go ahead.
So you're talking about Creed?
Yeah, Creed. Is that it?
There have been two. I didn't see the second one. The first one was great.
First one was good.
I never got around to the second one.
I saw the first one. Okay. Philadelphia obviously handled Toronto. Toronto looks like they're in trouble. Of course, we say that, you know, every game's different. This was not Mark's best game, that's for sure. It was Kawhi. It was Joel Embiid's best game. That's also for certain. What did you make of it?
It's Toronto's offense, other than Kawhi Leonard, and I'll give like a half a credit to Pascal Siakam, but beyond that, it's totally collapsed. And I saw something about in the series, the Raptors are like a plus +9 per 100 possessions when Kawhi Leonard's on the floor. They're like a negative 50 when he's not, and that's because of offense. Their offense has just totally collapsed when it's not him. And so that's Kyle Lowry, and that's Marc Gasol, and that's Danny Green, and that's the bench. And it's basically everyone except for Kawhi Leonard and like a little bit of Pascal Siakam. I don't think anyone saw that coming based on what they did in the regular season. I mean, it's no surprise to anyone in Memphis that Marc Gasol gets these funks where he won't take open shots.
Right.
And that hurts the Raptors when they're not getting sufficient offense everywhere else. It doesn't matter that much when, like, Kyle Lowry scoring and, like, you know, what and other guys are scoring. Then Marc Gasol can lapse into, like, I'm the defender and the ball mover, and the, you know. But but it's a glaring problem when they're not getting sufficient offense elsewhere. But on the whole, I mean, you know, this was a team that was second in the East, I think second in the whole NBA record-wise. They were really good with their new starting lineup down the stretch, and they'd won five playoff games in a row until losing these last two. And so, you know, maybe they've fallen apart. Maybe they'll be fine in game four. It's really impossible to say.
The rest of the team scored 62 points last night. That was the part that was not Kawhi, shot 36%. Do they miss the players who are they sent to the Grizzlies? Do they miss DeLon Wright and C.J. Miles and Jonas Valanciunas?
Well, they missed them last night. They didn't miss them in the five games in a row they won, right? It's like we make every individual game a referendum on everything.
Right.
And so, you know, would they have done better if those guys last night? Probably. They got beat by 20, right? would they have done better with them and when they won five playoff games in a row before these last two? Like, they seem to be doing fine. And so, I don't know. I think the Gasol-Valanciunas thing is just that they are so incredibly different, right? And so the strengths of one is almost the exact opposite of the strengths of the other. And so Toronto, during the regular season post-trade, was much better with Marc Gasol than they had been with Jonas Valanciunas. As far as the other players, I mean, they did lose a little depth. But, like, C.J. Miles wasn't really playing for them.
Right.
And DeLon Wright, Fred Van Vliet has been a better player as a reserve guard than DeLon Wright over the past couple seasons.
He's been awful.
And he's disappeared.
Hasn't made a shot.
He was like a six-man of the year candidate last season. And he, I think he was like 0 for 7 or something last night.
He hasn't made a shot in the series, I don't believe. So, yes, it's been unbelievable. It's funny because I didn't realize this. I was looking at Toronto just sort of historically and reading about what it's like to be a Toronto fan. They have this sense of fatalism, this, like, we're doomed,
right,
kind of turns out. And as it happens this summer, so much is, it, at least the perception is, a lot is riding on this. We don't know what Kawhi is thinking because he doesn't say, but the feeling,
right,
is it's not just about this year. It's if they're going to keep Kawhi, they have to at,
right,
least get to the finals. This is, and if that's true, I don't know if that's true. It sort of makes sense. He could look around and say, these guys, I'm doing everything I can, and they're not carrying me anywhere, so I'll go to the Clippers or I'll go wherever. It does feel like a lot is riding on this for Toronto. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. I talked to someone back late in the regular season about, like, asking, so what's, you know, around the league, what do people think is going to happen this summer? And what I heard was, like, everyone thinks Durant is going to New York, but a lot of people think Kawhi will stay in Toronto, A, because the team is good, and B, because they'll offer him the five-year max that no one else can offer him, and that's, you know, tens of millions of dollars of more money than you can get elsewhere. And that given his some of his health concerns he's had, like turning down that 5 year is going to be hard to do because he can't get it. He can't go somewhere else to get that. But if this Raptors team comes up short in the second round and you look up and Kyle Lowry's 33 and
right,
maybe he's just turned the corner. Maybe. I mean, there was a reason. Remember the report,
yeah,
that came out about you know, the Raptors trying to trade for Gasol and Conley. And it was when that report came out, it was written in a, like, the Grizzlies were trying to do that. And I talked to someone with the Grizzlies about that and asked about it, and they basically confirmed it from the other perspective. They said, yeah, but why would we trade Mike Conley for an older, worse Mike Conley? Meaning Kyle Lowry. They
don't,
like, Kyle Lowry is just not that good anymore. And so, like, Toronto apparently was trying to trade Kyle Lowry and trying to get Mike Conley, you know, back in the trade deadline. And so if you're Kawhi Leonard and you lose in the second round, you look up and, like, Kyle Lowry's 33 and maybe he's just not good anymore. And I think Marc Gasol's 33 and he's not what he used to be. And, like, Pascal Siakam is kind of awesome, but, like, where's the pathway to you know, I think, and then you look up and the Clippers are offering you, yeah, it's not as big of a deal. It's the 4 year max or the 5 year max with the smaller raises. So I don't know what the number is. Maybe it's $30 million less, which is a lot of money. But you're still going to be making a lot of money, and you're going to be going back home to California, right? And so I do think – I mean, I don't know whether this series will determine. Maybe he's already made up his mind one way or the other. But I would certainly, if I were Toronto, I'd be worried that it will push him in a direction.
Meantime, you got Philadelphia. I said at the beginning of the show that this this demonstrates the virtue of how effective losing badly can be, that you can end up with a Joel Embiid, and obviously this gets to the process. And then I get back on Twitter, you were so wrong with that Philadelphia statement. It took them 10 years of bad drafting to get to this point. Look at how Indiana, the Nets, Toronto, Golden State, and Milwaukee, how they did it compared to Phoenix, Sacramento, and Minnesota, who've been bad for a decade. I guess my response is this, is there's lots of ways to build a team, and this is partly circumstantial. I don't think in Memphis, for example, you could be dedicated to being as bad for as long as Philadelphia was. But when you have the circumstance that you had 2 years ago where you were going to be bad anyway, it helps to be more bad. So you get Jaren Jackson Jr. as opposed to whomever you would have gotten at eighth. I don't think there's one way to do this. I think it helped the Bulls that they got Michael Jordan, which was high lottery. I think it helped San Antonio that they got Tim Duncan and David Robinson, which is high lottery. But you can also do it the way that Milwaukee did. It's just harder. Like, you don't luck into a Giannis and you can screw it up either way. You can, right? And there's no question. I guess there's no one way, but it does help to get a 10-pole player, and they're easier to find at the top of the draft. I don't know. What do you make of all that?
Yeah, for most franchises, the only way you're going to get that superstar is via the draft, and you are dramatically more likely to get them in the top five of the draft. Now, sometimes you can get them out there. I mean, Milwaukee did with Giannis, but for the most part, those players, the Joel Embiid of the world, you get with top five picks. I tried when we interviewed Zach Kleiman and Jason Wetzer, I basically asked this question and didn't really get an answer. But this question of it's a matter of philosophy. What you think is the best way to build? Is it, you know, multiple, you know, high lottery seasons? Is it trying to stay good and constantly stir the pot and tweak yourself into better, which is more the, you know, Indiana Utah model? I think that's a very much an open question, and I think they're both viable paths. What's better is debatable, and it may be contingent on specific, you know, franchises and situations. All that said, I'm not going to go into this much, but since you brought it up, anyone who still at this point doesn't understand the very specific localized circumstances of the Grizzlies last season, not this past season, but the season before, just doesn't want to understand it. That was the most crystal clear, specific example we've ever had and ever will have of this. At this specific moment, the right thing to do is maximize your draft day. And the people who still fight that and don't understand that just don't want to understand it and never will, but it's not even worth it. It's so transparently clear, it's not even worth fighting about.
The Indiana thing is interesting, though. Like, you hold up Indiana as an example of success, and it is at some level. Like, on the other hand, they're absolutely no threat to win a title. And if you happen to, like, I don't know, like, who would you rather be right now? Whose roster would you rather have right now? And roster and opportunities, okay? Whose situation, Indiana's or Phoenix's?
That's actually a pretty close call. I think I would probably say Phoenix, but that's in part because of the enormous injury Victor Oladipo just had, and the thought that he may not come all the way back from it. If Victor Oladipo had not had that injury, I would say Indiana. Right. And so if you're asking from a philosophical standpoint, I think the answer is Indiana because the only reason I would say Phoenix is because of that massive injury, freak injury to their best player.
Right. It's interesting.
Because it's not just Oladipo over there. I mean, Miles Turner's really good. Moses Sabonis is really good. And you know, they got cap space. And they can, you know, if they still had all NBA level Victor Oladipo, who I think is better when healthy than Devin Booker, I think it's an easy call to Indiana. But if you think that you're never getting that player back,
of course, I'm including in Phoenix their chances in the lottery this year. Like, that's part of their situation.
Right.
So, you know, and that's could be transformative.
Right.
Even if they got John Morant, that's a perfect fit in Phoenix. It strikes me. I don't know. What's interesting is the teams that one cites that are this sort of mid-level team that didn't strike it rich on high lottery that are being successful. What they really have to do is they got to do smart things, right? I mean, and what Indiana did with the Sabonis Oladipo trade, and what Utah did with Donovan Mitchell, they've done they've done smart things. Donovan Mitchell could have been a top, should have been a top five pick in that draft. So you can, you,
I mean,
yeah.
The key is hitting on draft picks, and he, and so even if you, even if you're hitting on them later in the draft, Donovan Mitchell you hit later, Giannis Antetokounmpo you hit later, Miles Turner not a superstar but like a really good player, you know, like one of the probably top five defenders maybe, you know, you hit later. And so, you know, Rudy Gobert, you hit later.
Well, and even Paul George became,
yeah, Paul George.
They hit him at like 11 or 10 or 9 or something like
that.
And
then they turned that into Oladipo and Sabonis, right. And so the key is hitting on draft picks. You're more likely to hit on draft picks higher in the draft, but if you're going to be a team that's not built on free agency, and the Grizzlies are not going to be a team built on free agency, you got to hit on draft picks. And that's really, I mean, that's, you can make all kinds of other smart decisions, make good trades, make good, you know, smaller signings. That's what they did in the past, right? Tony Allen, smaller signing.
Yep.
Zach Randolph, a gamble via trade. I mean, there are other ways to go, but it's really important to hit. You don't have to hit on all of them, but you got to hit on some draft picks.
How are you going to feel about next year's draft? I mean, next year's draft. So here we're going to go into this thing about the, I'm going to presume they don't convey this year, right? So they're going to draft a player, and they're going to trade Mike Conley. And then they'll probably end up drafting next year. Don't you believe that is likely to be, that they'll end up drafting next year? What's top six protected next year?
I have no idea. I mean, it's only top six protected.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
And so they would only keep the pick if it's in the top six. And so I have no idea whether, because it's not a, I mean, you can try to project what you think their record's going to be, but people still underrate the volatility in the new lottery.
Right.
Now. I mean, your slot, your draft, you're pulling for four picks in the lottery. There's a lot of volatility. I mean, you know, you could be, if you have the worst or second worst record in the league, you would know you're keeping your pick. But
right.
If you have the third worst record in the league, you get pushed out.
Right. And we have no idea, because we don't know what the Grizzlies are going to look like even. You know, we have no idea if Valanciunas is going to be on the team. We have no idea if Mike Conley, I have an idea that he won't be on the team, but we don't know what that team's going to look like. Okay, and then lastly, you wrote at the Daily Memphian a piece that I recommend people read, sort of catching up on a bunch of things with the Grizzlies. But one of the deals was that Tayshaun Prince was in Lithuania.
Reportedly
in Lithuania.
I have not been able to independently confirm that, but I believe it's true.
Okay.
I have given people the opportunity to tell me that's wrong, and they have declined to do so.
What's interesting to me about it is sort of the Tayshaun Prince is, we view his role or imagine his role to be sort of a conduit between the players and the front office, is sort of like is one of his key roles. This is a coaching search, Tayshaun. This is like, I'm not sure I would have thought, what do you make of it that it's Tayshaun Prince in Lithuania?
Oh, I think we saw, I mean, I when I've written about this, I've written as a conduit to the players and the coaches in the front office. I have not said just players. And in fact, when they put that press release out, they specifically talked about him in relation to coaches. So no, I've seen Tayshaun Prince as the boots on the ground. The ground means the court, the practice court, the locker room, the coach's office. And so I think in, you know, traveling with the team, that kind of thing. And so no, I think working on the coaching part of it, Tayshaun Prince is not going to decide who their coach is going to be. But having an active role in the coaching aspect of it, I do think absolutely, I'm not surprised that that's a big part of what he's doing.
Who do you think is going to decide who the coach is going to be?
Well, it's just like everything else. I mean, Zach Kleiman is going to make a recommendation. I do think on that, Jason Wexler would be much more actively involved, I would suspect, than in, like, you know, in-season roster-related decisions, right? Because, I mean, Wexler says, like, my job is to hire the right people and put the systems in place, and the coach is part of the people you're hiring. And so I would think that Wexler would be more directly involved in a coaching hire than he would be, say, in, like, a trade in January. And so, you know, I think it's Kleiman, Wexler, Paris who's making that decision.
One interesting thing I learned yesterday, and I'll let you go after this, I did this panel, and I asked Jason Wexler, it was about the economic impact of sports. And I asked Jason Wexler about all these rumors that the team is, you know, it comes up all the time. How frustrating is it that people talk about the team moving, and what can he say to address that situation? One of the things that I didn't know they did this, he said is a lot of it comes from outside in. It doesn't originate in Memphis. There's someone in Seattle who says something or some other,
right?
And then it trickles in here and people panic and freak out, whatever. He said one of the things they did this year was they would meet with journalists from other teams as they came in. They would take them through the lease. They would take them through why Memphis is important as a market. And they were aggressively trying to address on the front end to sort of lessen the amount of information that would come from the outside that would come in. That actually, I mean, that strikes me as just a really smart thing to do. Like the kind of, not a right. huge thing, but it strikes me, I had no idea they were doing that. Had you heard anything about that? I'd never heard anything about that.
Not that specifically, no.
Yeah. It just struck me as interesting that they were doing that sort of thing. Chris, have a good weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday.
All right.
That is Chris Harrington. We will be back in a moment with Jeff Calkins, 93.9 FM ESPN.
It's spring. Time to get out of the house and try something new, get together with friends, maybe plan a family gathering, and there's no better place to do it than Bounty on Broad, the beautiful farm-to-table restaurant that makes you feel happy as soon as you walk in the door. Try the brunch menu, which may be the best in town. They've got barbecue Benedict with smoked pork shoulder, green cabbage slaw, and poached eggs. They've got waffle Foster with brandied bananas, whipped cream, toasted almond, and powdered sugar. They've got smoked Gouda grits, braised collard greens, and of course, they have the fried Gulf oysters tossed in cornmeal, which are simply the best fried oysters I've ever had. Add a mimosa or a glass of wine, and at Bounty, because of their unique Coravin wine system, all their wines are available by the glass, and it'll be the perfect meal. Bounty can accommodate private parties from 12 all the way up to 200 guests. It's located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call them today at 901-410-8131 and add some zest to your spring.
When you need a money order, where do you go? The post office? A bank? Why pay for money orders when Advance Financial has free money orders? That's right, free money orders. Any number, any amount. At Advance Financial, free money orders means you only pay for the amount of the money order. No more. No gimmicks. Advance Financial has free, unlimited money orders even if you don't use our other services. Visit one of our 24/7 locations today. Advance Financial, welcome.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Flo here with a really weird word, buttery. Buttery? It's not quite butter, it's more butterish. Or maybe buttery is like butchery or bakery, a shop that sells artisanal butter products. Dig in, America. Now a word that's even more weird, Flotection. Sure, it's not really a word, but it is really good protection for your new home through me and Progressive. No ifs, ands, or butteries about it. Sorry.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
If you're like me, you take walking seriously. So you wear GoWalks from Skechers. They're the only walking shoes I know that have the 5 ables. What does that mean? You want walking shoes that are comfortable, breathable, washable, adorable, and affordable. That's the 5 ables, and Skechers GoWalks have it all. They've got air-cooled Goga Mat insoles for lasting comfort. They're made with washable, breathable materials. They're adorable, and they're wonderfully affordable. They're very able shoes. Get Skechers GoWalks at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Lovers of what others hate. Big gloves on featherweights. You'll be surprised at the punch we take. We bend, we bruise, but we never break.
From ESPN.
We are the underdogs.
Sleepy Seas Mattress, furnished by Michael Zellner. Get yourself there this weekend. Get yourself a new mattress. Sleep better, feel better, have a better life. Know that you've paid 50 to 80% less than you would have gone to any other kind of store. And know that if you mentioned my name, you got an additional 10% off. Seriously. Make your life better. Got to have a good night's sleep to make your life better. All the best mattresses, Serta iComfort, Simmons Beauty Rest. It's why they've been named the best mattress store in Memphis for 4 straight years. They don't just have mattresses either. They got furniture. Showroom furniture from Signature Design by Ashley and Benchcraft, and people love the place. got more than 500 positive reviews over at the Better Business Bureau. That is more than any other Mid-South mattress or furniture company. 2790 Kirby Whitten Road, the corner of Summer Avenue. It's right there next to Hollywood Feed. Give them a call. 901-692-6200. Sleepy's Eased by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Let's play a quick game of Believe It or Not.
Now it's time for Believe It. Believe.
I don't even know if I believe.
Now I'm a believer.
Or not. Believe it or not. On the Jeff Calkins Show.
You can tell me who won the, is going to win the Kentucky Derby. You can tell
believe
me.
Believe it
yes,
or not.
Go ahead.
Jeff, I absolutely, of course, can tell you who can win can win the Kentucky Derby.
Who is going to win the Kentucky Derby?
I really like Game Winner. He's kind of the he is more of like a Seabiscuit, if you will, and like likes to let the pack get in front of him, and that kind of pushes him forward and pushes him to run harder. So if the conditions are bad tomorrow, that doesn't make him great, because typically those types of horses, the kind of the trailer that makes a late move, they don't typically run great on wet tracks and horrible tracks. So, of course, weather's always the number one factor for me when it comes to the Derby. Tacitus is also a horse I really like. He's run pretty well on bumpy tracks.
Do you bet the Derby?
Oh, yeah.
What's the smart way to bet a Derby? Like, do you put money to win on whoever that horse was you said at the beginning?
I usually do boxes.
Which means, explain to people.
Usually what it does is I'm taking multiple horses to give myself. It can range from a four-horse box where usually what you have to do is usually you have to pick the winner.
Uh-huh.
And then you're throwing in, like you're putting in $2 on every other horse to come in the order behind him so that you're trying to get the top three. And that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get the top three in your bet slip. And so typically I've done like 4 to 8 on like a trifecta box, which means I have to get 1, 2, and 3. But usually what you have to do is you have to pick the winner, or you can do an exacta box where you pick the first and second place horses. And sometimes I'll do that as well.
Box means though you don't have to pick the winner. So you just pick them and box them, and therefore they can come in either order. Is that correct?
Boxes typically there's certain
it's
types.
Wonderful but how blissfully ignorant about betting I am. Isn't it wonderful?
Oh yes. In general, boxes what they do is they give you more chances. But the most popular boxes that everyone plays are you do typically have to pick the winner, and then you have to pick two other horses to place and show, but you give yourself, it's not like you have to have, I've got to pick the horse to finish first, I've got to pick the horse to finish second, I got to pick
tell
the horse.
Tell people again who's going to win.
I like Game Winner, Tacitus, and Improbable.
Game Winner, Tacitus, and Improbable. Okay. D'Angelo Russell just got unlucky at LaGuardia Airport when he was caught with a little bit of marijuana in his Arizona iced tea can.
Believe it or not.
I don't really believe it because you know, like, you're going through security. Like, I'm not.
What do you think of the hiding place? The Arizona iced tea can. It had a compartment built into it. First of all, it's kind of interesting because it's a fluid. Like, you can't take cans with fluids. That's kind of dumb. Now, I don't know if he was taking it. Do we know? Was he taking it through security? Was it a bag that he checked? And then I think it was a bag he checked, honestly. I don't think it was,
that would make more sense.
That would be ridiculous.
That
to
would
take
make
a
more
can
sense.
Of
correct.
Fluid that is a can of, that would normally be holding through security, a metal thing. That would be stupid. But if you check an Arizona ice, then the only way you're getting nailed is if a dog smells the weed, right?
Correct. That would.
Can you have is there such a thing as a container that contains the smell so the dog can't scent it?
Is there like an odor-proof box?
I don't know the answer.
I truly don't know the answer to that.
Here's the dilemma, though,
I would say yes. Just the only reason why I would say yes is because it, like, I'm thinking with my own dog, and she has a very powerful nose. She's clearly a hunting-type dog,
right?
Even though she's wonderfully pathetic and does nothing. She gets confused. Like, there's certain times things are, like, encased and whatnot. She wants to smell it, and then she gets confused and kind of frustrated when she can't.
She's not a trained smeller, though. Here's the problem that D'Angelo Russell faces and faced. And I was recently on a grand jury, and I can't tell you what happened, mm-hmm. except for I can tell you that just generally, if you're going from, it is astonishing. If your trial, just a piece of advice, don't smoke weed in a car.
Usually a good spot.
Just because you're going to get pulled over for some reason that you don't want, right? Like whatever it is, a broken tail light, you're driving while black, you're whatever it is, right?
It's just the ultimate example where something can happen.
And then there will be a quote-unquote strong odor of marijuana, and then your life is going to end.
Correct.
And it's going to it is amazing to me how many people smoke weed in a car. It is the stupidest thing in the world. Smoke weed before you get in the car. Smoke weed after you get in the car. After you're done driving. Do not smoke weed in the car. Just stupid. But now, so D'Angelo Russell's issue is this. He's in New York. He lives in New York, right?
Correct.
He's going to visit his
family in Louisville.
What if he doesn't have a supplier in Louisville?
Or just someone that you can trust. But you would also think...
Can his agent do this for him? Like, his agent could find... Like, hey...
You have to have a guy for
you
this,
You got
right?
a guy. What does he make? What's he make? You got a guy. Yeah, I think it's stupid. I don't think you should carry your marijuana. I don't think you should try to check your marijuana. I don't think you can, even if you're D'Angelo Russell. And I think you've got to have a guy. You got to say, hey, arrange to have some weed delivered to me at my dad's house at whatever. You just have your guy do it, right?
Correct. So cash earnings for D'Angelo Russell thus far, he has made $23 million. At that level, if you've made $23 million, I understand
that. And there's a lot more millions coming. Right. He's got a lot more millions
but
coming.
But more importantly, I understand even with taxes and whatnot, and you've got to pay certain people.
Your agent.
And whatnot, and I understand all this.
He was in L.A., and he's now in New York. He's expensive real estate.
But he more than likely has seven figures in cash. You can afford to have a guy.
Yeah, I think it was a mistake. I think you got to say it was a mistake. Now, mind you, I don't, again, like...
I'm not well experienced.
Marijuana is legal lots of places now, so this whole thing is preposterous. But in the end, nothing bad's going to happen to him. But there you go.
It was a citation, not a... Yeah.
Okay. Chewbacca,
mm-hmm.
The actor who played Chewbacca passed away. His name is Peter Mayhew.
Mm-hmm.
So here is the believe it or not.
Okay.
Chewbacca better than R2-D2.
Believe it or not.
I would love to say the answer to yes, because I would not want to speak ill of the dead, and I don't want this to be any reflection on his work, but absolutely not. I do not believe this. R2-D2, you can make a case, is arguably the best character in the entire franchise, primarily because he doesn't have to have dialogue. Which is usually
great. You think R2-D2 is better than Indiana Jones, whatever his name is?
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
So Harrison Ford, a.k.a. Han Solo.
Han Solo.
Part of what makes Chewbacca so great is Chewbacca's relationship with Han Solo. Like, it's the buddy cop
thing. It's the freaking frack. Yeah, it's a buddy. They're buddy cops.
Yes,
right, exactly.
And so that is, like, that's tremendous.
Hold on. Let me give me rank in top five from the original series, original three.
Okay.
The top five characters in order from Star Wars.
Vader.
Vader's number one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Vader's the best character.
Yeah. The whole thing
Vader's
is...
Vader's better than R2-D2?
Yeah. Vader's better than R2-D2.
Vader one.
I give Vader one from just the original series. I can't say it's Obi-Wan, but in general, Obi-Wan Kenobi
Obi-Wan's
is probably...
pretty cool, too. You'd have to be in the top five.
Leia. Leia's the best.
Oh, come on. No. Really?
Yes. Leia's better
with the
than
buns?
Leia is better than Luke. Luke is the most
They're both
over...
lame. Aren't they both lame? Leia
no,
and
no.
Luke?
Leia's tough girl.
But as interesting characters, aren't
Leia's way more interesting because
Listen, here you let's get so you would definitely say R2-D2.
Yes.
Chewbacca's got to be in there. Han Solo's got to be in there. Obi-Wan Kenobi's got to be in there, and Vader's got to be in there. So that's five. Who are you knocking out to put her in there?
Chewbacca.
What?
Yes.
You are speaking ill of the dead. That's a terrible. Do a Chewbacca.
Do a Chewbacca.
Play a Chewbacca.
I can play one.
Play a Chewbacca.
If it would play.
Sad. Just sad. You're knocking Chewbacca out of the top five. For Leia.
Listen to the range. Listen to the emotion of this. You can really sense the pain. Yes, I am knocking. Because at the end of the day, all he is muscle.
No, no, he's very expressive.
Okay.
In his own way. Now, mind you, the voice, to be clear, the voice was not Peter Mayhew.
Correct.
The a lion, a badger, about seven other animals, including a rabbit, taped.
It's like the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper.
And they created this range of voices, mm-hmm. a range of sounds. Peter Mayhew was actually working as a hospital orderly when he tried out for this role. And he's 7'3".
Yes.
And he'd done a little acting before, but what they needed was height, right?
Correct.
Obviously, because you need someone, you needed height.
Correct.
But he did get a lot of credit for being expressive face. And body, like the way he carried Chewbacca was expressive. Now, mind you, he didn't do them all. He stopped at some point doing them.
He stopped at The Force Awakens. Okay, so that was the one that came out in 2015.
And he actually, after the first one, he went back to work as a hospital orderly.
Correct.
After the second one, he said, screw this. I'm just going to go to Comic-Con events and be Chewbacca.
Respect.
And that's what he did for the rest of his life.
God, how many times do you think he signed pictures?
Bazillion. But the problem is that people ask him, I'm sure, to make the sound.
Oh, yeah, and that's not him.
And he can't make the sound.
Yeah.
So maybe hopefully he has found some peace in death. All right, a Tom Brady is, in fact, if you get right down to it, difficult to hate.
Believe it or not.
Whew, not if you're Bridget Moynihan.
Well, I mean, I bring this up because he was interviewed on a late night show.
Kimmel.
Right? Kimmel. He was interviewed on Kimmel. And the funny thing about Tom Brady is, as much as I hate him,
which is a lot,
which is a bottomless pit of hate,
a never ending cycle,
he literally does what you want your athletes to do. Like, he takes less money,
pay cuts.
Who does that? Does Aaron Rodgers take less money?
No, Aaron Rodgers made sure that he took the most money.
Right. You love Aaron Rodgers, but does he take... And Aaron Rodgers are always complaining he doesn't have enough good players around him.
Mm-hmm.
One way to help him get good players around him would be for Aaron Rodgers to take less money.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
He does not take less money, right?
You want to get the market value.
Tom Brady is paid $14 million a year.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
For a quarterback,
For the best quarterback in the history of the world, he just says, my ego doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't need it for ego. I don't need it for whatever. He actually explained on Kimmel, which anyone, sports fans knew already, but I want to have good players around me.
Yeah.
So therefore I take less. Now he does have an advantage. He said, my wife makes a lot of money.
Yes.
She made about $10 million last year.
And by the way, she made $10 million in technical retirement.
She's in retirement.
Right. So she was bringing home like $60 or $70 million a year. She is officially retired from.
Do you think he would take less money but for Giselle? I still think he would.
I hate to say it. I really do. He reminds me of the guy that would, even if he marries a woman with no money at all, I think he probably would take the same contract.
I think you have to admire that. And I hate to say it. I mean, as someone who truly has a bottomless pit of hate for him, I don't know how you can't, I don't know how you can't get around that.
And I hate to say it, but you also got to tip your cap to the Patriots, because oftentimes when you get a guy to take a pay cut, you act as if, like, well, if you do this for us, it's going to make the team better. Like, they actively every single year use that money. Like, they go pieces for him. They do.
And then they get everybody else to come in cheap because they want to win a title. Right. The whole thing's ridiculous. Okay, I hate him again.
Okay.
I hate him because I'm going to hate him because he does it exactly like that, right? By the way, it's going to rain. Isn't it going to rain?
Supposedly.
I think it's supposed to rain. The music fest goes
as is tradition.
Boom, 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 rain. So you might want to close your motorized shutters. You might say, Alexa, close my shutters. And they would close. And there you go. It's one of the things that Affordable Blinds of Memphis can make happen for you. It's in my life, lots of people now around me are saying, you know what, this sounds great. I'm going to call Chip Wiggins. And they have, and they're uniformly thrilled. 753-5822, 753-5822. Whether you want the motorized shutters, whether you want the plantation shutter blinds, whether you want whatever you want, whether you want the exterior shutters that can transform the way your house looks from the outside, they'll get you the highest quality at the best price with the quickest service. Go to their way, just go to their Facebook page, Affordable Blinds and Shutters Facebook page, and you will see what they are all about, or their website, which is affordablebindsmemphis.com. But give them a call. It's Chip Wiggins, 753-5822. We will be back in a moment with the one story you've been waiting for.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 11 a.m.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information.
Guys, do you have trouble going the distance? Do you crescendo too soon? Arrive at the party too early? Is your alphabet A, B?
Oops.
Does your firecracker go off before the 4th? Then you need to go quick as a bunny to 4hims.com because 4hims offers treatments for PE and access to doctors who can evaluate you for prescription options. And right now, get started for just $10. No in-office doctor's visits, no trips to the pharmacy, no high prices. Just the help you want to keep going and going and going and going.
Hurry to 4hims.com and slow down. To get started at this incredible $10 price, go to 4hims.com/distance. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/distance. forhims.com/distance.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
If you're looking for a reason to work with a local GEICO agent, I have all of them. Because I'm the voice of reason. Reason 1. GEICO agents could help you save on more than car insurance. Reason 2. They can help tailor your policy to fit your needs. Reason 3. They're local. And 4. They're local. Yes, I already said that, but it's still a good reason.
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local GEICO agent could help with more than just your auto insurance. Stop by or give them a call today. They're here to help.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, he's tireless and brainless, a literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that GEICO not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, so if you have a special mom in your life, take my advice, go see the good folks at Platinum Jewelers. This is Gary Parrish. I have for years been telling you about Platinum Jewelers, where you'll find a big selection of stud earrings, stackable rings, luxury watches, necklaces, and bracelets. Perfect spot to get a great Mother's Day present, or if you have a special someone graduating, to get a terrific graduation present. Don't go to the mall and spend too much money. Go to one of Platinum Jewelers' two locations, either the one at 545 Perkins or the one at 2200 North Germantown Parkway. They're on the web, PlatinumJewelers.com.
Down home, a full meal deserves full flavor. Right now, feast on Church's spicy tenders with fries, biscuit, jalapeno pepper, and an apple pie. That's full belly bliss for just $5.
Church's, bringing that down home flavor.
Offer valid at participating locations.
It's the biggest and best Cinco de Mayo party east of Mexico. So celebrate like there's no mañana. It starts at noon on Sunday, May 5th at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Suerte viva aquí. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said,
hey, did I tell you I got a new car? Well, new is kind of...
Okay, no, you didn't. That also explains, because when I look out for your car in the parking lot...
No, it's there.
Oh,
I haven't gotten it yet.
Oh, okay, you're getting a new car.
My ex had a... You need cars for your kids now, right?
Yes.
Because they drive around, and if otherwise you
got a job. It makes your life easier.
Right? They all have jobs now, and like whatever. So my ex had a car that she bought for $1,200 that collapsed the other day, right? And so we're down. We need another one. So I got a car from my man Fred Blows.
Yes.
It is a, guess what? Guess what it is? It's a Mercedes-Benz.
Wow. That is perfect.
Really?
Did you buy it for her or for you?
I think for the kids.
Okay.
You have to understand, it's a 97.
Okay, no, I thought it would have been hilarious how you talk about you can never have a Mercedes, and it would be funny for me if you bought a Mercedes
it's a 90,
for
it's
I like
a 97.
How you bought it for someone else.
It's a 97.
They can run forever.
64,000 miles.
How is it 1997 only have 64?
It's been in the garage, and I paid $5,000 cash for it.
That doesn't even make sense.
I can put some of it on my credit card. It's just been sitting in a garage. What do you think?
That is a heck of a deal. A car
it's
that
clean.
Only has $64,000 or 64,000 miles, and you got it for $5,000.
But here's the point.
What?
Who
letter,
doesn't like
what letter was
a,
it?
A who doesn't like a good? I don't know. I know nothing about it. I know. But here's the point. What do you use every day?
Use your computer and your phone the most.
Yeah. Use your car, your computer, and your phone. You work it out in your car, work it out in your phone. But for your computer, go to Cooper Systems. Pretty clear. For your car, you can go to Cooper Systems and see Lee and Lauren Cooper. And they will, you can buy a, let's be honest, what you buy there ain't going to have, it's going to have fewer than 64,000 miles on it, but it'll be an incredible deal. You can get the Mercedes of laptops there, right there.
Absolutely.
You can get an Apple, you can get a Dell, you can get a Lenovo. You can get, my son got an Apple there as he's going to take it off to college, and I am spending dramatically less than I would. Or if you want to get your computer repaired, they'll do that, and it won't take 17 months to have it sent off somewhere. There's a reason that people have been thrilled with Cooper Systems ever since Gary and I started talking about them years ago. And the reason is they are as good as we promised. So go and check them out at the Mount Moriah Office Park. Go and check them out again at the Mount Moriah Office Park. The phone number, 360-9679, 360-9679. Let's get to the one story we've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
So you know that big...
Jeff, before we do that, can we get to a little bit of breaking news?
Yes.
Okay, a little bit of breaking news. Breaking news on 92.9 is powered by Radiosports.com. Of course, it's brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, the expectation is that the Lakers will move forward and hire Ty Lue as their head coach. No formal offer has been made yet, according to league sources, but the expectation is that, indeed, Ty Lue is going to be the next Lakers coach.
Reunited again.
Reunited.
Do you know the hit song by Nas? That's his name, right?
Old Town Road.
And
Lil Nas X.
And Lil Nas X. And then and they did a remake with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Indeed.
Can we hear the remake?
Yeah, we can.
And the remake was because
they removed it
from
the country
charts.
And so
Billy Ray, who's a country guy, said, screw that.
Let's get
I'm going to get on and we're going to do a remake of this thing. And we'll do it with a little bit of Billy Ray. Here's the Billy Ray part, right?
Yes, this is indeed.
Did you know there was a Memphis connection?
Was it Chris? Chris Harrington mentioned it, or maybe it's written by a Memphis guy.
A Memphis woman. Billy Ray part of this. There's a story at the Daily Memphian, which I urge you to read, by Jared Boyd. And Jocelyn Jazzy Donald grew up in Memphis, And she is the person who helped write the lyrics for Billy Ray. Went to Germantown High School.
Chris Parnell as well.
And the University of Memphis.
Wow, there you go.
How about that? Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome.
And then so Billy Ray's like, what am I going to do for lyrics here? And she says, let me help. They find her and...
What am I going to do for lyrics? I can't write them.
Well, that's not most. Everyone doesn't write their own.
That's true. More than fair.
You know, most. I don't think that's okay. Speaking of music, you going to Music Fest?
I will be going to Music Fest.
You're not allowed to bring an umbrella, are you? What?
I do not believe. The last time I went to Music Fest, you were not allowed to bring an umbrella.
The rain thing is ridiculous.
Yes.
The rain thing is just ridiculous.
It isn't exactly the best week of the year to put. Considering Memphis springs are as unpredictable as probably any season of the year. Okay, usually not the best.
So tonight you're going to go see the Dave Matthews Band. That's at the...
More importantly, I'm seeing Churches.
What?
I'm seeing Churches. The band.
They're seeing Churches.
Yes. It looks like... It looked the V. They use a V, the Roman.
Yeah. You're seeing Churches.
I'm seeing my girl Lauren Mayberry.
All right. Who else are you seeing tonight?
Tonight, that's probably... I'll just probably hang out at that one stage and then Dave...
Tonight's
DMB's
Dirty
after
Heads,
that.
Churches, Dave Matthews Band...
Yeah, because Black Boy JB
has unfortunately been apprehended, right?
Is he going to be... Do we know how long?
I don't know. Black Boy JB has been apprehended.
Publicity stunt?
Shinedown. Shinedown's tonight.
Indeed. Zach Myers. Go see Zach Myers.
Yeah, 10:30 on the Bud Light stage. Okay. Tomorrow. Who are you going to go see tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Liz Brasher's fantastic.
Tomorrow, my girlfriend...
Mike Sticky is performing tomorrow.
My girlfriend has made one Music Fest request thus far, and she wants to go... She said her ninth grade self wants to go see Simple Plan at 5:20.
Simple Plan at 5:20.
You know what we talk about?
I'm going to be taking in my first Memphis 901 FC.
You are? Tomorrow at 3?
Yeah, tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Tim Howard is going to do the guitar smash.
The previous games have been... They've conflicted with other things I've had to do, other events I've had to cover. I feel bereft that I have not.
But the great thing about the soccer calendar is we're going to have the whole summer with it.
What does soccer do with rain? They're fine with rain?
I think lightning's the only thing that stops them.
Okay.
I think it's like football.
Okay.
My understanding is it's like football. It's not like baseball where you have the rain delay. You can have a rain delay without lightning. But yes, soccer, I believe they keep on going.
Do you go to this every... Oh, and then Sunday.
Sunday, the Killers is who I'm looking forward to.
Sunday, the Killers
mm-hmm.
Is who you're looking forward to. That's 9:45 p.m. on the FedEx stage.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go every year? That's Cardi B, of course, is Sunday as well.
Correct.
I do not go
every year.
Do you believe... Here you go. Ready? Here's a quick believe it or not.
Right.
Jeff Calkins has been to a Music Fest.
I believe that.
Exactly right.
I believe that.
I've been at least once, maybe twice. Maybe twice.
Oh, this will be my sixth time to go.
Let me wrap up the show with this.
All right.
Ron Olson.
Okay.
The average couch has been napped on how many times?
The average couch has been napped on. I'll say.
This cannot be.
I'm going to say the average lifespan of a couch is probably.
5 years, right?
I was thinking closer to 10.
Okay.
So I was going to say if you average probably 100 naps a year. I'll say 1,000.
36.
That's it?
What is wrong with people? Here, I have one recommendation for this weekend.
Get a nap.
Get a nap in. Seriously. This weekend, get a nap in. We will be back on Monday. Hopefully you'll be refreshed, and we'll talk every month then. You got to tell us what's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. If my computer would pull up. They are going to have...
We're going to have lots of interesting college basketball talk.
We got... their schedule has not been released yet. Brian Kabrowski is expected to join me during the 2-4 show. Joe Mullinax will join me as well. Also on GP today, we, of course, got Dan Wolkin at 4:20, Jeff 5 o'clock. Unicorn Cash, top and bottom each and every hour. Your chance to win $1,000.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday. Our work here is done.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Home of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays from 9 till 11 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis. A radio.com sports station.
LSU announced last night that it has reinstated Will Wade as its men's basketball coach. So there's a lot of reaction to this on Twitter. Like, what in the world? How could LSU reinstate him? The transcript is the transcript. But technically, he never mentioned money. He never mentioned bought a player. He used words like deals and offers, these vague words. Now, to be clear, we know what they mean.
It's the Gary Parish Show, weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Looking for a fun place for lunch on Fridays? Join us for our 25-cent martini lunch. You can start with a bowl of chicken and sausage gumbo, braised short rib grilled cheese, or crispy Gulf seafood po' boys. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Endro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Endro 400.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.